That's clicked.
I see. It's a marker.
Oh, technology, man.
Wow. All right, guys.
Wow.
Wow, tech. Wow. Do you guys want to play the word association game? If I say something, you say the first thing that comes to mind.
Absolutely. I've never played it, but I can get
it. So I'm going to say a word, and then you're going to say the first thing that comes to mind. Okay, are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, Tinder.
Red.
Sucks.
Red?
Yes.
Why did you say red?
Because the app is red.
Oh, like the icon?
Yep.
I don't know why I said sex.
Means love.
No, I think...
I've literally never hooked up with someone off of Tinder. So that was the worst.
Clearly, Kyle's mind is in the gutter.
Yes, it is. It's been there since, like, grade six.
All right, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is TCE Radio, the Community Editions podcast. I'm Beth Bowles, and I am your host. And today I'm joined here with our photo editor, Paige Bush.
Hi.
And local KW celebrity, blogger, former YouTuber, and all-around cool guy, Kyle McCord.
What's up? Hi.
So today, Paige and Kyle have joined me to have a conversation about dating apps in Kitchener-Waterloo because why the hell not?
We're young.
Yeah, we're young. We're in love.
For love.
Yeah. We're not in love. That's why.
Correction, we are not in love.
Yeah, we're not in love with each other.
That's why we're on apps.
We're not in love with other people.
That's why we've let technology find our love.
Yeah. So basically, you guys should really fasten your seatbelts because things are about to get hot and spicy.
Steamy.
Steamy.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm. All right, so... just so you guys don't know, Paige... Oh, God, Paige is such a delight. Like, I wish that we had somebody filming us right now so we could do a count for how many finger guns she does. Through this podcast, if Paige ever goes...
Those are the guns.
Yeah, you know that she's doing the guns. You know, maybe we start a drinking game every time Paige does the guns. We take a shot. We don't have any alcohol, but
a shot of iced coffee.
Yeah. Kyle's drinking an iced coffee, so it could be a
coffee for finger guns.
Yeah. Did you hear the shaking of the ice?
It picked it up.
Yeah.
Mm. It'll probably get to the end or in the middle of the interview and just.
It's gonna be a good slurp.
Good slurp.
It's not a conversation about Tinder without
some slurping.
A good slurp.
I don't know about you, but I love a good slurp.
Love a hot slurp.
I feel like this whole podcast episode is just gonna be just really goofy. Like, I feel like we're all three of us are feeling kind of giddy. Maybe it's because Kyle started off the episode by saying the word sex, which just makes everyone giggle.
Yes.
What? Why are you putting that pressure on me?
It's all you, Kyle.
I think also, it's just the personalities.
Kyle just recently got his hair done, and that's making me feel giddy, because he looks...
It made my scalp feel pretty giddy.
Okay, let's get into it. Enough of this bullshit. So, all three of us are on dating apps. I'm currently on Bumble and Tinder. What about you guys?
Bumble and Tinder...
I have the pleasure of being on Tinder and Grindr.
Ooh, yeah. Nice. Paige and I have never been on Grindr before.
Good.
What is Grindr like?
Grindr's weird. I was first introduced in first year of university, way back when. That was 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
A long-ass time ago.
Yeah, I don't know. But there was, like, a comedian that came in for orientation week, and he mentioned Grindr, and I was, like, just recently out. And I was like, what is this? Like... I can find out how many gay people are around me.
Mm.
So it's strange. It's...
Well, because Grindr, like, from what I understand, Grindr's kind of like OkCupid. Okay, I had OkCupid once for a week, and it was the worst experience of my whole life. We can talk about that later. Or we can just not, because I did not like it. But...
Like, we're not promoting it.
No, like, this podcast is not sponsored by OkCupid. Absolutely not. But from what I understand... Grindr is just like an open forum, like anyone can message anyone.
Yeah,
right?
Like it's
you don't have to match.
Like it's ranked by literally the people who are the closest to you. Like anyone can reach out to you, anyone unless you block them. But anyone can reach out to you, anyone can see your profile, your picture, they can send you whatever they want, warranted or unwarranted.
How many sexy pics do you get?
Oh my lord.
On average. The average Sunday afternoon.
About like a week, I probably get like 3 or 4.
A week?
Like unwarranted, like not wanted. Like I'm not like, hey, send it.
Okay.
It just like happens. Send it. But in my bio, I say send dogs, not dicks, because I'm like, I don't want to see that. I would much rather see like a puppy.
Are they?
So they send me a dick and they're like, oh, just read your profile. And then send me a dog just to like cushion the blow of what I just received.
Is it always dicks?
No, you get different angles of it. Some people just send like their torso.
Do you get orifices?
I've never had an orifice. I've never, or like a southern orifice. I've only ever had, I mean, like no one's sending me a picture of their ear. Like, how's this? Like, but no, I've never had.
I hate the word orifice.
There are so many different orifices.
So many different openings.
There's so many. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've never had the most southern one sent to me.
I was talking to a guy on Tinder the other day, and he asked for my number, and I give out my number like free iPods. Like, it's just, I give out my number to anybody, don't even care.
I've never been given a free iPod.
So. I've never been given a number or an iPod.
So, you got it.
At the end of this podcast, you guys will both get a free iPod. It's amazing.
Did the community edition hear that? Because... I want that.
Don't tell my boss.
How much money you got?
We have no money.
Thought so.
So I gave somebody my number the other day, and he messages me, no words, just a picture of him. It was a mirror picture of him straight out of the shower, nude, but with a towel tastefully over his bathing suit area.
The crotch.
But, okay, it was like, it was a tasteful photo, but at the same time, I'm like... You don't even know me.
Yes.
You're very bold. I give you my number. Like, no, like, hey, what's up? Like, you literally just send me a photo of you naked, but with a towel over
the nether region.
Your crotch. I responded with, like, a, oh, my God. Like probably, like, shock emoji.
But, like, pretend to be shocked. Like, oh.
And then,
oh, my God.
But I was just so over it. Like, I was like, this isn't original. This isn't new. Like, I've been on Tinder for a while, that it's to the point that that just doesn't surprise me anymore, and I think I'm looking more so for like a stimulating conversation opposed to a stimulating photo.
I love a good stimulating conversation.
Yeah.
I love being stimulated.
So Tinder's the right place for you.
Your page comes back again with the hot one-liners. It's the only reason why I invited her here today.
I have nothing else to contribute.
So, Kyle, have you ever been on Bumble before?
I have. It was a lot of pressure.
Why?
Because it's like you only have 24 hours or that person's like gone. Like, I feel like I'm in like an episode of
24.
Yeah, like...
Jack Bauer.
So what's...
Like, someone's threatening me. Like,
I am Jack Bauer.
Yeah. Or it's like Saw. It's like, do you want to play a game? Like, you have 24 hours to talk to this person.
Jigsaw. The like, puzzle man.
Like, it's...
Puzzle man.
It's a lot of pressure because it's like, I have to get this together. Like, I have to talk to this person.
What happens on Bumble with two men? Do you both have the option to...
Well, it's just there's so much... Yeah, like, you both have the option to, like, start the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just... It's still, like, so much pressure because it's, like, you know, typically, like, on Bumble, it's, like, the man or is it the female has to start the conversation?
Yeah, so, like, Bumble for heterosexual people is the woman has to start the conversation.
Yeah.
That's, like, I think that's the whole point of Bumble is that it's, like, the feminist Tinder.
Which is sweet because it's, like, it's so much in, like, a bar scene where it's, like, the guy has to walk up to the girl and be, like, hey, like, can I buy you a drink or come here often? Like, the typical
one-liners.
But, yeah. But, like, with Bumble, it's just, like, it's an even playing ground, so no one says anything.
Honestly, like Bumble's stressful for women to send that message first because you want it to be good because then they only have 24 hours to respond back unless the match expires. So if you match with somebody and you're like, wow, this could potentially be my soulmate, aka the thought that I get every time I have a match just with anyone, really, you want it to be, like, a really good message. And sometimes I just default to, like, hey, how's it going? Because I'm just not feeling creative in that moment. But I actually started doing something a couple months ago. I did, like, a social experiment where I would just send them one word based off of something that was in their photo. So it was, like, a whole line of Bumble messages that was just, like, dog, beer, horse, beard.
Barbecue.
Meat. like...
Is this another word association round that we're doing?
No. We're done with the word association. We're not playing games anymore. But no, like, some guys thought it was really funny, and then other guys just, like, didn't respond, because I think that my sense of humor is sometimes confusing for people. But, I don't know, Paige, what do you think about the whole, like, messaging first thing?
Okay, when you told me about this...
My single word phenomenon?
Yeah, the single word phenomenon. I was so excited and so happy for you because it's incredible. And I also... Did I tell you that I tried it?
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
I tried it. What happened?
I did it twice.
Okay.
The one was great.
Mm-hmm.
Dude number one thought it was really funny.
What was the... Do you remember the word was?
I think it was something like nature related.
Tree, bush.
No, it was like, bush. That's my private identity.
Your name is all over the community edition. Everyone knows who you are. It's okay.
No one knows who I am. I'm an enigma. No, number one was just something nature related, but then the second one was hot dog.
The most phallic of all the foods.
Yeah.
My favorite food. There's a, yeah. Dude was eating a hot dog in the one picture.
Yeah.
And that one was the good response.
Mm.
Yeah, but then the nature one was just like,
Yeah.
But I think it's hilarious. And if the other person doesn't think it's hilarious, then...
I don't have time for you.
I don't have time for this.
Yeah, what's the point in trying to impress somebody that doesn't get your sense of humor?
That's
right?
My biggest thing on those apps. It's like a sense of humor. You know, like, if you can't have a good conversation over a phone, what makes you think we're going to have a good face-to-face conversation?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, I need someone to make me laugh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, both of you guys obviously live in the region.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think about using dating apps in KW? I often, like, KW is confusing for me because I feel like, especially, because I spend a lot of time uptown and downtown, I see a lot of the same people... even if it's just, like, people that work in restaurants or cafes uptown, like, I feel like I'm seeing the same people over and over and over again. But then you have this weird moment where, like, when you go outside of the uptown, downtown bubble, you, like, see people you've never seen before, and you're like, wow, the city actually is a lot larger than I think. Kyle McCord's album will be out in January 2019. Look forward to it.
My Disney covers.
Yeah. But, yeah, I feel like going on dating apps when you are in a limited age range, I tend to, like, match with the same people over and over again, or, like, see the same people over and over again. Like, do you guys have similar experiences?
Yeah. I don't know if it's, like, a feature that you can pay for, Tinder Pro. Tinder Extreme.
There's
what
gold?
Is it? Tinder Gold.
Oh, I don't know. Like the paid for Tinder.
Yeah, like a subscription.
Yeah.
Subscription Tinder.
Yeah.
Subscription to new people.
Yeah.
Tinder for winners. Whatever.
People with a credit card balance.
Not me.
I see. Sometimes I will see the same people over and over again to the point where I don't understand how I keep seeing them because I'll see them over and over again within the same, like,
I can tell you exactly how
weeks.
That happens.
How does it happen?
Tinder for winners? You pay for it?
No. I refresh my Tinder. I delete my account, delete all my matches, and then I redo the whole process because I'm bored of everyone.
I've done that a couple times, but I heard that, okay, you know how everybody hates the Instagram algorithm?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that Tinder has an algorithm that if you delete your account, like, too many times... in, like, a year or something, then it doesn't allow you, like, new matches or something. It, like, restricts how many new people you see.
What?
Because have you guys ever reached the end of Tinder?
Like, when
it's, like, there's no more new singles in your area.
Yeah. Then you just change your...
Then you change your range.
Your range. Bigger.
And then it's just, like, boom!
Yeah.
Lots of people.
But then you'll never meet them.
I don't know.
Yeah, because they're too far. It's like, oh man, my gas bill.
No, I had
a mediocre day.
I had a big range once, and I talked to this guy for a while that lived in Hamilton. Seemed really cool.
Hamilton's not that far.
Okay, but I was just literally like, I do not want to drive to Hamilton for this person who lives in my phone who could potentially murder me.
I think Cambridge is far.
Cambridge is far. Cambridge is like a whole other world.
Kitchener.
It's the Tri-Cities, but we all know Cambridge is just back there.
Okay. We're supposed to be Waterloo Region's independent monthly newspaper, and we're supposed to support Cambridge. Cambridge, we love you.
My dad lives in Cambridge.
I love Cambridge.
My whole family lives in Cambridge.
Yeah. Beth lives in Cambridge.
I don't live in Cambridge, but I was born and raised in Cambridge.
Whatever.
But no, it is far. Even from somebody who was born and raised in Cambridge, and I have a car, when somebody's like, oh, I'm from Cambridge, I'm like, okay, I'm probably never going to talk to you.
Well, because it's like, it's north and south for us. Like, it's literally Waterloo, Kitchener, Cambridge in sense of space. Mm-hmm. But no, like, even then, like, you do go through, like, there's people that I've just seen constantly, like, I know you, or that's the other thing is that you know people.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to lie, the exciting thing for me, being in the gay, bisexual community, is that sometimes you see people and you're like, oh, I never saw that coming. Like, they're, like, curious, or they're, oh, there's the guns.
Pew, pew. Everybody do a shot. Paige Bush just did finger guns.
But it's like, and it's like, oh, I didn't know you were into this. And then you see them, you're like, oh, okay, like, things have changed.
Yeah. And that gets, I mean, that gets kind of complex because
but
you don't
want to get into a whole, like, gossip girl realm and stuff.
Exactly. You don't want to ever, like, out somebody because dating like, dating apps are so awesome for, like, sexual exploration.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like,
curiosity.
Well, it's almost kind of like, it's so easy for that, but then it's also challenging because you're like, I don't want somebody to
see you and
like, if you're just exploring or if you're just curious, you don't want people to jump to the conclusion that you've fully come out. Like, yeah, that's like a whole other discussion, but it is like, it is also interesting. Like, I would assume, I can't speak for the LGBTQ+ community, but I would assume that, dating apps do open up new doors to maybe, populations of people that you didn't know were there.
Yeah, well, because it's like there's so much in a bar or like just out in public where you see someone you're attracted to, but then you're like, oh, are you, aren't you, like, where's your head at? But having those apps kind of opens up that, just at least just a check mark.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you're like scanning a crowd, it's like verified accounts or whatever. It's like, I know, I know that I can approach you and like hope for some potential. And it's, like, it's safe. Like, you see someone, you kind of feel, like, a comfort. You're like, oh, I know that you are part of this community, or at least, like, you're interested in talking to someone with the idea of a relationship or something in mind.
That's what I love about Tinder. So I would say, like, the majority of, like, the romantic relationships that I've been with or been in have been because of Tinder or Bumble. Mm-hmm. And it's because, like, those interactions make sense. Like, if you meet somebody on Tinder and they're like, hey, want to go grab a drink, you know that you're getting a drink with them because they're, like, there's the prospect of sex or romance, which is almost kind of comfortable. You're, like, skipping that, like, bar step where, like, you're in a bar and you go up to somebody, like, hey, how are you? Can I get your number, or can I buy you a drink, or yada yada? Like, that step can be really nerve-wracking because you don't know if that person's interested in you back. But at least with Tinder or with Grindr or any other dating app, you know if you're meeting up with them, it's because they thought you looked hot on your profile. which is comforting. Like, it's kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah.
It makes it easier.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. It just gets rid of that step where you're just like, do I say something, do I not? And it's like, if you say something on the app, the worst thing that happens is that they block you or they don't match you.
Or they don't respond.
Or they just don't respond. You're like, okay.
Whatever.
The deed is done, as opposed to doing it in public in front of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, just, like, walking down the aisle of a grocery store, like, hey, that's a really good cereal you're looking at. Like, I don't have the confidence to do things like that. Like, if I see someone attractive in public, I just stare. Just, like, I could approach you and make this a little less awkward.
A little drool
staring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's not, like, daggers, but it's, you know, like, you see someone, you're like, oh, man, like, could I say something? I could, but should I? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of let it go, but I don't have the confidence to do something like that. But if I did, you would know it was the right person for me to be like, I'm going to leave my number on this napkin, like, 1993, like, call me.
Yeah,
call me. But only between the hours of 6 and 8 when it's on the calling.
Before my
minutes have run out, yeah.
Paige, have you ever, like, approached somebody and given them your number?
No, I've never done that.
But you've had it done, have you had it done to you, though?
Yes.
Like, every day, right? Because
no.
Paige is really beautiful.
Yes, every single day.
She has silky hair like from a Dove commercial. Can I touch her later?
I don't. I haven't washed my hair in 5 days.
That's okay.
Well, there it is.
I admire that. I also admire it if it goes great. Yeah,
awesome, amazing, get a new phone number, whatever. But if you decline, and if the other person takes it terribly and pushes you and makes you uncomfortable, yeah, then I just want to run away, because yeah, my personal space doesn't matter.
That's when, I don't know, that's so awkward, and, I feel like people give out, that's when the whole, giving out fake numbers things happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how sad is that we live in a world where people would rather give out a fake number and lie than
just be sorry, not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, the amount of times, I make it seem like this happens to me all the time, but, I've gone to bars before, and guys have approached me and talked to me, and I haven't been interested in having that conversation. And I either say that I'm married with 3 kids at home and that this is my only night out, which is a hilarious narrative, or I tell people, that I have a boyfriend or whatever, which is a lie, but it's, we feel way more comfortable lying to people, mm-hmm, than just being honest with them and telling them that, hey, I'm actually not interested in you because you're not my type, or I'm not looking right now, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. No, it just feels like, as women, we're not supposed to take up space. We're supposed to be small.
Yeah, and of course.
Quiet.
Nobody likes
our
bossy girl.
Our voices aren't supposed to be taking up space in a room, and we're not supposed to make other people uncomfortable. We're not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to make men uncomfortable. So when you say no, you're just making you're making someone uncomfortable.
Yeah,
and then.
Yeah, I've had people.
Patriarchy.
I've had people who have flat out turn people down. I have this one friend, she publicizes her online dating, and I think it's hilarious, mm, because she's not afraid to be like, sorry, I'm not interested.
Yes.
And just, you see the confidence drop, mm-hmm, on dating apps. You see, she'll be like, sorry, I'm just not interested. You'd be like, oh, well, you're fat anyways.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I actually wasn't interested. That's absurd. And it's 2 pictures ago, you looked pretty interested.
Yeah.
Oh, but it's like, now, as soon as they're like, sorry, it's not going to happen, I'm not interested, it's like, oh, well, go back to your bag of Doritos. Yes, I will go back to my bag of Doritos, actually. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. I forgot I had them.
I had a guy on Tinder tell me, this was maybe a month ago, he messaged me and he's like, wow, you have really beautiful eyes. And I was like, oh, thank you so much, that's so sweet. And then he's like, yeah, I'm in class right now and I need to leave. So I forget how he worded it, but he alluded to the fact that the picture of my eyes gave him an erection while he was in class. And I was already in a bad mood that day, and I just looked at this, and I just went on a, feminist diatribe, which everybody should feel comfortable doing. If you want to go on a feminist diatribe, you do that, girl.
Sorry, what is a diatribe?
A diatribe, just a very long-winded, tangent.
Okay. I think diarrhea. That was where my... Same thing for the gutter. Way deep down in the gutter. It's dia?
No.
Feminism. Just shit out the feminism.
I didn't do that. It was a long-winded tangent. But I basically, took that opportunity to explain to him, when you tell a woman on a dating app that, their photos, and it wasn't even, I was wearing a high-neck shirt, it was just a selfie of me smiling, if you're telling that woman that her very, plain, nice photo made you hard in public, what was I supposed to say in that moment?
You're welcome.
Thank you? Thank you, or
thank
you're
you
welcome.
So much.
Thank you so much for telling me that you had an uncomfortable boner in public because of a selfie that, my parents have also seen because it's, on Facebook. That is just so uncomfortable, and I was just telling him that, that he's perpetuating this idea of women saying thank you for feeling uncomfortable. And I think that happens so much on Tinder and Bumble, even Grindr. I can't speak for Grindr, but I'm sure that happens all the time. When some mm-hmm. guy sends you an unsolicited dick pic, what are you supposed to say? If you are uncomfortable in that moment, are you just supposed to say thank you?
Oh, I'm just nice. That's what I say.
Nice.
And
nice.
I do the emoji with the A-OK. I'm just nice. Because it's
nice.
I mean, it is nice, but I'm not interested right now. I'm literally in bed. I'm not. That's the one thing is when people are hey, come over. I'm no, I'm 5 episodes deep into Full House. Like, I'm not coming over right now. I'm in bed. And they're just like, oh, I'll come join you. And I'm like, sorry. Like, I take up the whole bed.
Have you guys ever, back to the whole using dating apps in KW and yes. KW being kind of like a small town feel.
Back to the topic.
Back to what we were supposed to talk about. Paige, stop that. Have you guys ever, like, talked to somebody a lot on a dating app and then, like, run into them, like, before meeting them purposefully?
No.
That's never happened to you?
I've seen people that I have seen on Tinder or Bumble.
Yeah.
In public. But I've never been approached by someone that has seen me, and I've also never... seen someone that I have been talking to for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, I've...
That's never...
Yeah, I've seen people that I've seen on the apps, but I've never talked to them. It's just, like, we both know that we have that connection, like, we've seen each other.
Mm-hmm. You have that moment.
Because you see them, like, I work at a cafe, like, they'll walk up to me, I'm like, I can help, who's next? Like, they walk up.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, and I'm like,
hello.
Hi, what can I get for
and
you?
And you just pretend, like, nothing.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not going to be like, hey, like...
Hey, I saw you on Grindr.
Yeah, like, that's not something... Because then it's also, it comes up to the same question of, like, outing someone. Like, if they're with a friend that maybe doesn't know, like... It's just, it is kind of a discreet thing. But there's people that I've talked to that, like, I've seen out, but we've been friendly.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like it was... We were planning on hanging out, and then it didn't work out, and then you awkwardly run into each other. It's just you see each other, like, hey, how's it going? Like, good to see you. Have a good night. Or, like, when I worked at the movies, I'd be like, enjoy your show. Like,
you too.
Yeah.
Like. Probably my all-time favorite memory of running into somebody that I was talking to on Tinder was I had been talking to a guy who worked at one of the bars in this region. I won't say which bar, but and we were talking quite a bit. We exchanged numbers, we were texting, we had talked about going out and getting a drink, but it just hadn't happened. And then I went to the bar that he worked at with a group of friends, and maybe this was my fault for, like, kind of going into his space, but it was also, like, a popular bar that all my friends were going to, and I was like, oh, I'm just gonna go. And he ID'd me, so he actually looked at my ID, put the name to the face, knew it was me, and just pretended that we hadn't been texting. That was, like, and we had actually been, like, texting. It wasn't like we were just talking on Tinder. And then it's just like nothing happened. I just, like, walked into the bar and I was like, that was so uncomfortable. So that's, like, and part, like, obviously that wasn't 100% his fault. I'm sure he's a lovely person. But it's, like, also partially my fault too, because in that moment I was just like, this is so uncomfortable. Like, I couldn't have just been like, hey,
Long time no see.
We were texting 2 days ago.
Hey, what's new? How's your mom?
Yeah.
Is she good? So sometimes it's almost kind of like this community can feel so small, especially when you're on dating apps. That, I mean, it's like Paige said, this has happened to me probably more than normal, I think. And it also doesn't help. Like, I used to work in Conestoga Mall. Kyle and I actually worked together in Conestoga Mall. HMV, rest in peace, briefly. Yeah,
throwback.
It used to happen to me at HMV all the time.
Well, that was, like, your type, too.
Yeah, like, I mean, it doesn't help that I...
The amount of metalheads who came in looking for their CD and you're
like, I do gravitate towards punk and metalheads. If you're listening to this podcast and you're a punk or metalhead and you like the sound of my voice.
I'm like long walks on the beach.
Yeah. This metal, podcast just took a turn. It took
to
a turn.
Metal music.
Yeah. It didn't help that the kind of guy that I was usually interested in was also a frequent shopper of my store.
Yes.
But, oh my god, it used to happen to me all the time. And I would just pretend that I didn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, that's the most uncomfortable part about this new digital dating generation.
Yeah.
So weird.
But there's definitely people that I've talked to that I'm like, we've never met, but we've talked for a long time. That I'm like...
The pen pal effect.
Yeah. Because there's people that I, like... My top friend on Snapchat...
Is someone you've never met.
I've never...
Wow.
...met them in person, but we know all about each other's lives.
Yeah.
Like, we know what, like, where we work. We know what we're up to. We know... We have, like, a 70-day streak or something right now.
That's so interesting, because I feel like... I've had conversations with people who've had the similar thing, but it's something that no one's really talking about because there's almost like I feel, I can't speak for you, but I feel like there's a level of like embarrassment to that. Like I put so much work, emotional labor into a relationship with someone just through my phone that I've either never met before or have only hung out with once or because of distance or because of whatever. You like are putting so much work into this relationship with somebody. And then like, Kyle, do you feel like it gets to a point where like it's too far? Like if you were to meet this person now, like, do you feel like it's too far gone for you guys to actually meet each other?
No, I think it's definitely possible for us to meet and hang out and become friends, like, in a relationship or out of a relationship, whatever. But I just think that, I don't know, I'm all about connection. Like, I'm all about, I'm not the type of person to kind of be like, you know, like, screw you because you didn't put in this effort. Or, you know, like, I invited you over multiple times and you never took it, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm not that type of person. Like, if we had a connection, I believe we had a connection for a reason.
Yeah.
Whether that be friendly, romantic, whatever. But no, I think it is kind of tough because, you mean, like, sometimes, a lot of the times, you're on those apps for a specific purpose. And if you don't meet that purpose, it's kind of disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, I always like to think that, you know, we've continued this relationship, whether it be on a phone or not, because we sense some sort of connection.
Yeah.
Which I like. Like, him and I talk nonstop. We get each other's lives. Like, we always go back and forth. And I know that the day that we do meet, if it ever happens, it'll be like there was never really any dating app there. It was just kind of like something brought us together.
It's kind of nice. Like, do you feel like he's a person for you that's kind of outside of your friend group, doesn't know your family, so he's just automatically always on your side?
Yeah, it's nice to have someone outside of the realm of my life and my world to just talk about my life and my world to, who doesn't have an insider's perspective. Like, they don't know my family story. They don't know the stories with my friends. I can just kind of be like, this is happening in my life, like, blah, 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 and then just be like, I totally get it. Here's my advice. And it's just kind of that extra person to go to. And that's something nice about the dating apps, is that if nothing comes out of it, I'm not the type of person to be like, oh, well, screw you, you know. You didn't want to send me a dick pic. You're an asshole. Like, I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'll still talk to you and respect you in person.
I matched with a guy on Tinder almost 3 years ago. We've never met. And every year on my birthday and on Christmas, I get a message.
Cute.
I get a Merry Christmas message. I get a Happy Birthday message.
Adorable.
Soulmates. Like, he lives in Kitchener. He lives, like, fairly close to me. And we, like, check in every so often. But, like, we've never met. And I don't know if we ever will. And, like, I mean, it's okay if we never do. Because, like you were just saying, it's kind of just nice to have, like, somebody just check in every once in a while that knows, like, the exact same situation. I know what he does for work. He knows what I do for work. He reads the stuff that I write, which means a lot to me, which is important. But yeah, it's so bizarre that we live in this age now where you can have full-fledged relationships with people, or just friendships, without ever having, like, been physically in the same space as them.
Mm-hmm.
Paige, have you ever had, like, a situation like that?
No, I have, but it's never, they've been very short. Like, I haven't...
Yeah. It hasn't been three years, not myself.
Not a three-year-long ordeal.
Yeah.
Such as that.
Yeah.
But they've been very short. But because they've been very short, I've never been upset when they fizzle out or end, because it was short.
But even in a short period of time, like, if you're texting somebody every day for a month...
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a lot of information, and, like, if you're going through family stuff, or if you and your friend get into a fight, and, like, it's just so easy to turn to this, basically, like, just this person on the other end of a phone. Like, it's almost like speaking into a diary that responds.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. No, that's, it's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Something I guess that doesn't know what's going on.
Because there's something cathartic about writing. I mean, I can say that because I'm a writer, Kyle writes, too.
Mm-hmm.
But it's almost kind of like if you're writing on your phone to somebody who's going to offer a response that you know is always going to be on your side, like, there's something almost, like, cathartic about that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether it's healthy or not. Like, I can't speak to that, but...
Yeah.
It's got a psychiatrist in here or something.
Yeah. Dr. Phil. Dr. Phil is in the room right now. No, he's not. I'm lying.
Everyone, please welcome.
Okay, we should probably wrap up soon, but bottom line, now if we play the word association game... If I say Tinder, do your answers still say the same?
Red.
Red. Dark red.
Dark red.
No.
I don't know. I mean, my opinions of Tinder before this conversation are still kind of the same. I think it is a great platform to meet people and put yourself out there.
Absolutely.
But I just think a lot of the times our perspective of what to expect, and I think just our communication skills on it, I think should really change, at least in my mm-hmm. opinion. Like, just the whole idea of, I mean, I can't speak for heterosexual as opposed to bisexual, but it's just, it's a lot of pressure to like uphold a certain image on there, to follow trends. Like, it's kind of sucks that people think you have to send dick pics or you have to send nudes.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you just have a genuine conversation without your body being shown? Like, I don't send those pictures mm-hmm. because I'm just like, if you want to see this,
it's you gotta work for it. Like, I feel like genuine conversations. Did I just say genuine? Somebody told me the other day that I say genuine weird.
Genuine.
I feel like genuine conversations almost instill more vulnerability than like sending a nude photo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is wild. It's like, if you send a nude photo, you're like, I'm not vulnerable. I'm just like animalistic and raw and just like want to be physical right away. But like, if I ask you like how your day was, or like if I ask you about your family or your friends, like that is automatically making you vulnerable. I don't know. It's so bizarre to me. It's just, just be nice, just be respectful, be like, real. I also firmly believe that things happen for you when you're not looking for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you're the kind of person that is like sobbing into your phone every night because you only
sweating
got
sweating to find someone.
Yeah, because you only got one match that day, or you
carpal tunnel from swiping.
Yeah. Okay, I actually do have a thumb cramp though, for real. Don't know
from swiping.
Can we? I want to share this story.
Oh,
let's
talk
about things real quick.
Okay.
Not to do ever under any circumstances.
Yeah.
This happened to me, obviously. So, let's preface this with, on Tinder, blah, blah, blah. Later that night, I got a Facebook message request from someone that I didn't know. And then I read it, and it said, also, we had no mutual friends. He didn't have any personal information as to where he lived or where he went to school. So there was no indication that he even lived in Waterloo or Kitchener, KW area. So I get this message, says, "Hey Paige, I'm not sure if this is the right Paige. I saw you on Tinder, and I think that this is you. We didn't match, so I just wanted to find you reach out to you to say hey and ask if you want to go out sometime."
Stop.
And so I read it. I screenshotted it instantly. I think I probably instantly sent it to you, Beth.
To me, probably.
But I took a screenshot, and then I was absolutely just, I was grossed out, and I was appalled.
You should never, you should never break the barriers of Tinder, like, unless you've talked about that. Like, I've had people that I've matched with on Tinder, like, my Instagram is private, and I've had people, like, request to follow me on Instagram, and I'm like, no, like, we haven't exchanged numbers. I also hate when people ask for my Snapchat, like, why do you want my Snapchat? Like, ask for, like, I post very, like, Snapchat is so real time, like, you'll know where I am. I only have, like, people that I know in real life, good friends on Snapchat. I don't want strangers that I don't know knowing, like, where I'm eating lunch that day or, like, who I'm with. Because those are the things that I put on social media. Mm-hmm. I love Snapchat. I love Instagram. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't break that barrier. Yeah. Don't, like, find somebody on Facebook.
It goes for everyone. Girls, guys, non-binary, just, like, absolutely everyone. I think it's, I don't know, maybe some people are okay with that, but for me personally, to have that happen, and it happens all the time to people.
Yeah.
But when that happened to me, I was just like, fuck off. And then later,
be gone.
Like, first, I didn't even see him on Tinder. And then later, I eventually found him. And of course, I X'd, swiped.
Did he have
left?
Did he have a photo of himself with a fish?
No, there was.
I love those photos.
No,
look
fish,
at my cat.
Actually,
oh my
but there
God.
Were planes. There were jets. Like, there are.
What does that mean?
Have you not
that
noticed
that? That is
a no. That there are so many. It's just like a guy thing, I think, like a straight guy thing on Tinder / Bumble, like
the
to
fish.
Have self, yes, the fish, yes, but to have selfies flying planes.
I've never, well, I'm also, I don't match with straight men, obviously.
I don't know why I'm looking at you.
Kyle, what do you think about straight men?
No, it's
don't
just,
answer
oh
that.
Oh my god.
It's just this a recurring thing that I see.
You know what
no,
I like?
I see the fish picture.
Yeah.
Though on
fish,
bisexual or gay accounts, like it, like, and I'm just like, what is this meant to, like,
it's so
do
phallic.
For me?
Like, look at this big fish.
Like, look at my
yeah.
bass.
Yeah.
Like, holding it right beside your
look
face.
At my largemouth bass.
And it's just, like, you're
yeah.
also, like, sweaty. You're on a lake. Like, you have,
like
a
that,
bucket hat.
No.
And I'm like, no.
Is that, like, really...
Dogs? Yes. You have a dog.
Yeah,
you have a picture with a dog or a cat.
That's
I'm,
or a baby.
I'm
if you have
your,
a picture
oh,
of you with, like,
God,
a delightful
a
toddler,
like
I want to see that.
Your
okay.
nephew or something?
I don't want to see pictures of you, like, telling me that you'll catch me a fish because I don't even want to eat your largemouth bass. I also...
Don't like fish. Don't eat
I've,
fish.
I've seen a lot of guns lately, which, in today's political climate, why are you posting photos of yourself at a shooting range?
Mm-hmm.
Like... Whether that's a, like whether you hunt as a hobby or not, like
fragile.
I
masculinity
the second like
fragile.
I don't know
yeah.
exactly super fragile like the second
masculinity
the second I see a photo on Tinder of a guy at a gun range, I like you could be the best looking guy, you could also love the Red Hot Chili Peppers as much as I do, which is bonus points for that, but like I don't even care, I don't want to have a conversation with you anymore because you're taking photos of you shooting guns. It's so weird
there,
to me.
There are so many connotations that go with guns now.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it.
Yeah.
Don't have photos of you with a gun.
Don't have photos of you with a gun. Don't have photos of you with a fish. Don't have
group photos at concerts. Cool. Great.
Or like
you like
all
music.
Your photos are group photos. Like which one is you?
Who are you?
Oh, that's
don't
awful.
Care anymore?
Yeah.
If all of your photos are, if you have 6 mirror selfies, but you're just wearing a different shirt.
I'm gonna assume
one,
you don't get out. Much.
Yeah. No. You should always have a photo of you with somebody else to show that you do have friends. You should have at least one photo by yourself. Like whether your mom took it on your graduation or it's a selfie.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't matter. It should be like. Just one of you, and then like a photo of like I like photos of people doing things that they love, like
yes. traveling.
If, yeah, traveling or like drinking a craft beer or like eating like I don't know a shawarma or something.
Yeah, if you
like,
a picture of you eating food, like
yeah, food.
I know we can get down.
Yeah, I want like
nacho platter,
a fork full of spaghetti about to go into your mouth, but you're like smiling. You're not
because that's also me
eating.
In my best moment.
Yeah,
is when I'm eating pasta.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I'm my best self.
Should we
pasta.
Go get pasta right now? I think we should wrap up this podcast and go get
yeah.
some pasta.
I'm gonna go to the gym, but I'll meet you after. Treat
we
myself.
We don't hold you to that. All right, thank you so much, guys, for coming in and talking about
thank you, Beth.
This topic. New issue of the Community Edition is coming out the first week of April. But if you guys are uptown or downtown, make sure to pick up our March edition. There's lots of great stuff in there. And keep an eye out for more fun episodes of TC Radio. Bye.
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 TC Radio is a product of the Community Edition, Waterloo Region's independent monthly. TC Radio is produced by Alistair McClellan and Kara Lucas. Your host is me, Beth Bowles, the editor-in-chief of the Community Edition, and our publisher is Lakin Barton. Thanks for listening.